Well, as the Trump administration launches its crackdown on undocumented immigrants, one Tacoma teacher is on a mission to protect the rights of his students. Nathan Gibbs Bowling teaches government and human geography at Lincoln High School. Tonight, he's hosting a town hall for educators who have questions about their legal responsibilities when it comes to undocumented students and their families. Gibbs Bowling told me what inspired him to hold this event.
When a student's life is in chaos or a student is afraid, like, it makes learning harder. I literally had like a group of girls in my classroom crying one day during lunch, and they were like, are they going to come get us? And so, like, I don't think that an ICE raid is going to come to Lincoln High School in the near future, but my students don't know that's not true. A student's mental health matters. Like, it's really hard, and I say this all the time, it's hard for students to focus on, like, the minutiae and day-to-day to school when, like, they have fundamental safety concerns. And this situation and this, like, lack of predictability has created safety concerns for my kids.
You are a public educator, so what do you see as your responsibility when it comes to advocating for undocumented students or students who have undocumented parents or family members?
I care about and teach all my students, and I don't care about their documentation status. It's my job to provide a safe place for my students where they feel loved and supported. And whether my students are documented, undocumented, refugee, whatever, I'm going to support my students, and they're going to know that my classroom is a safe space. And if my classroom is a safe space for them where they feel that they can express themselves, then that's going to benefit me in my teaching and benefit them in their learning.
Is there a limit to what you believe you should do?
So I don't preach my political views and preach my politics to students. I talk about political things. Like, I teach government, for God's sakes, right? So we talk about political things.
Sure.
But, like, I don't stand here and try to electioneer and try to convince kids of, like, how they should vote or whom they should vote for. But we talk about issues and matters of justice. Like, to me, there's a line between, like, political and matters of justice. And, like, the lives of my students, that's a justice thing, not a political thing.
So at this event tonight, what's the most important thing you want your fellow educators to take away with them?
I want for my fellow educators to walk out of this meeting knowing what their rights are as professionals and practitioners, and I want them to know what the rights of their students are and the rights of their parents. And I want for those teachers to be ready to disseminate that information to the communities, because teachers have their fingers on the pulses of communities, and so, like, we know what's going on. We see the students, we see the families, and, like, we understand the concerns. And so I want for teachers to walk out of our meeting ready to act on those concerns and ready to share information back home.
What happens next in this process?
Well, for me, it's kind of a three-pronged conversation. There's a building-based conversation about Lincoln High School and, like, how Lincoln High School is going to respond. And then there's the conversation the teachers are having about disseminating information and, like, spreading information. But then also, like, there's an opportunity for teachers to put pressure on their districts to kind of provide some guidance. There's a lot of people that are producing, you know, statements that say, you know, we support all students. But, like, statements aren't enough. Like, I want, and I think teachers in this room are going to want concrete action plans. So, like, if something happens, then this will happen. If Tacoma Police decides what they're going to do, then we're going to do this. Like, we want, like, concrete action plans from our leadership.
Nathan, this has been an unsettling time for some of your students who are undocumented or have undocumented family members. Have you ever considered what you might do, what position you might be in if, for instance, some immigration agents were to appear at your school building one day and start to ask questions?
So I pray that I'm never in that position and put in that place. But if it means that I have to put myself on the line and go to jail for my students, then so be it.
That's Nathan Gibbs Bowling. He teaches government and human geography at Lincoln High School in Tacoma. He was Washington State's Teacher of the Year in 2016. The town hall begins at 6 tonight at Tacoma's IBEW Hall.